Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Say hello to Casper Sleep Company, outrageously comfortable but not outrageously priced. Go to casper.com. I sleep on one as well. Well, Aqib Talib has officially retired. He played 12 years in the NFL, and almost half of them he was a Pro Bowler. He will get Hall of Fame votes. Retires now at 34 years old with 35 career interceptions, and he's got a new podcast called At Call to the Booth. He announced his retirement. Jared Goff was his first interview, former teammate. Always been outspoken, incredibly raw, very respected by people in the NFL. Wade Phillips loved him. Bill Belichick loved him, and Belichick tried to get him to come back and play for the Patriots. And he said, I just want you to guard tight ends, nothing more. And then Aqib said, no, I see your opponents. There's too many good tight ends. I'm not coming back. So Aqib Talib now joins us from Allen, Texas, where he's got a beautiful home and a big family. So Belichick calls you, and he's like, Aqib, you know, and you and Bill, you're Bill's kind of player. You're tough, no nonsense, physical, prepared. You get right in the guy's face. So give me the phone call. What did Belichick say to you?
He just asked me, "What? Am I coming? Like, hey, I got a role for you, man. You coming?" I'm like, "Well, what's the role?" He kind of explained the role a little bit, you know, and immediately I fell in love with it. Colin. I really was all in, man, and then I let my mental, the whispers, you know, the quiet. You talk to yourself, but I think I really need that. I always do that, man. I always, you know, go through the pros and cons of the situation. And all my thoughts was just so negative about the situation, not the team or anything, just about myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, nah. Once you negative-minded like that, man, you're not ready to go. You're not ready to go. So I never pull up to a situation not ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Hey, it is what it is, man. We all get older. We all got to move on sometime. I think it was just my time.
So it's interesting. You have played in a couple of great teams. So Kansas City is still pretty young. They win a Super Bowl. Now you're everybody's target. Now
right. Guys
getting paid. Now everybody's feeling it. They're feeling good about themselves. Take me to what it's like to be on a championship-level team. You come back into camp. Everybody's a little fat. Everybody feels good about themselves. Is it
right. Hard?
We don't have very many repeat champions in this league. Was it hard for you? Is it hard for players?
I think the problem is after you win a Super Bowl, Colin, you go back to your hometown and you like the star of your hometown. So everybody's a rock star, right? So for January, February, March, April, May, maybe you lock in June or something. I think guys just really don't lock in the offseason the same way they did before. The same way they did what the year before that made them win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Usually,
yeah. A
Super Bowl team, they had an amazing offseason, and that's why they won the Super Bowl. So I think this season was unique because COVID kind of kept guys focused. You can't be in the restaurants and the clubs for March, April, May, June. So I think the Chiefs is going to be just fine. I think the Super Bowl hangover comes from that right there. You do that right there you have a parade for 4 months straight. So you're just not going to be ready to go. But with COVID, Colin, I think guys was in the house. Me as an athlete, I was in the house of COVID. All I did was come to my gym every day. I brought my kids and my nephews to the gym every day. We got it in. So working out was the only thing that we really could do. So, man, I think the Chiefs, COVID kind of saved the Chiefs. And I think they'll be back at it this year, Colin.
Aqib Talib joining us. You know, it's interesting. You know Tom Brady well, and you know his intensity. He's kind of unique. He's just one of these guys that can just play forever. Now he goes to Tampa, a bunch of young dudes, don't have a history of winning, and Tom can bark. Tom can get after you. And if you're not used to it, you know, I want to see Tom working with all these young players, and after a two-game losing streak, he's barking at the young guys. Do you think Tom could get a little pushback in Tampa?
Nah, they're going to love him. I've been around him. I've been around, been in the locker room with him, been to war with him. Colin, the guys going to love him, man. They already respect him because he's Tom Brady. Then when he really gets there, he got there now, they really get the chance to see his work ethic, see how smart he is, man, see what see how good of a guy he is, man. He's not cocky. He's not better than nobody. He just comes and put in the work. So guys respect that, man. I guarantee you his O-line love him. I guarantee you Mike Evans and Godwin, I guarantee you they absolutely love him. They love his work ethic, and they try to be like him, man. So I don't think it'll be any pushback, man, in the league, man. We respect the greats. That's what all guys do, young guys, old guys. You're going to respect the greats, especially if he's not big-headed and his work ethic is probably the strongest in the building. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're going to be just fine.
That's right. So immediately with Tom Brady, you were both elite. You were both Pro Bowl. Day two, he was just your dude. You never doubted him.
Never doubted him, man. I seen the work ethic. He came and talked to me. I pull up to I try to get to work early. Tommy is there. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard not to respect what he do, man. He's already won six Super Bowls, numerous Pro Bowls every year, all pros, everything. So it's hard not to respect what he do, man. And when you meet him in person and you get to actually watch that work ethic live, you fall in love with it. So it's football, man. It's a class of 2,000 guys, man. One thing we all do, we respect work. You know what I'm saying? And the guy whose work ethic is top-notch, you don't have no choice but to respect that.
Here's something that's interesting. Not everybody reacts the same way to money. You know, Russell Wilson gets money. He puts in the time. Jalen Ramsey's unbelievably talented. I think he's great. But there's been a little pushback in Jacksonville. Last year, I thought he was a little hot and cold. There were games I loved him and games I didn't think he was as engaged. Now right. Jalen's got all the money, all the power, all the leverage. Should I worry all about Jalen? He pushed back on Jacksonville. I thought he disengaged a couple times last year. Not everybody does the same thing when they get $100 million. Are you right. worried at all about Jalen Ramsey's consistency going forward?
I'm not, man. I'm not, Colin. He's so talented, and I think the best part of Jalen, the best part of his game is he's so competitive. So regardless on how he is with the media or how he is with his coach, when he get on the field and you give him an assignment versus this guy, it's an all-out war. He acts like it's the Super Bowl when he goes against a number one receiver every time. So that competitive is. That's why I hung my cleats up, Colin, because I'm like, man, I used to have that in me. I'm welcoming all challenges, and I'm going to win all challenges. And when I ain't had that no more, I'm like, oh, no, that's my strong suit. I think that's his strong suit. So, and as long as he got that, I don't think that'll leave you until you lose a step. Then you'll be like, damn, can I really compete with these guys? You know what I'm saying? So, long as he got that competitive edge, and he's not going to get no shorter. He's not going to get any skinnier or nothing. He's going to be 6'2", 210 or whatever. So, long as he's that size and he got that competitive edge, man, I'm not worried about him versus no number one receiver around the league.
You know, it's interesting. Tom opens up with Drew Brees. It was a very interesting offseason for the Saints. Drew Brees came out. He angered some teammates. He apologized. And the teammates are like, you know, we got your back. But it was a different offseason. It was the first time I've ever seen teammates of Drew Brees outwardly question him. In fact, some were
definitely.
They were angry. And I said definitely. At the time, I said, I think Drew's a good dude, but he's a little tone deaf. And the bottom line, if your teammates are out on you, you're in big trouble.
Definitely.
Do you think it's all forgotten? Do you think that Drew, it's over? Like, everybody's all, I mean, they brought in Malcolm Jenkins. He's a veteran. Emmanuel Sanders. These are real grown-ups. These guys. But I do want, is there any lingering? Could there be distractions in New Orleans? You've been in these locker rooms. What do you think?
Colin, the NFL and winning, like, I mean, some teams are just sorry, so who cares what they got going? But NFL and winning teams is so camaraderie-driven, man. Those guys is like brothers, honestly. You know what I'm saying? All the teams I've been on, and we've been good teams, we was like brothers. The teams where we've been bad teams, it was like after work, I go this way, you go this way. Everybody just, you know, go separate ways. And it's so camaraderie-driven, man. I don't know. I don't believe in it. I think it's still some lingering issues there. Some guys might look at Drew. It's still going to be a bunch of jokes in the locker room. He's going to have to walk on eggshells about what he said, what he say to the media, what he say in all conversations when the thing come up. So it's so camaraderie-driven, man. I expect them to still be a good team, but I just don't expect it to be NFC Championship, Super Bowl type of camaraderie in that locker room because, I mean, the leader, he was out of line. He was out of point blank period. He was out of line. His favorite receiver, his number one guy, checked him for it. And it's always going to be a little something lingering in that background, in my opinion.
Aqib Talib joining us. Good to have him on. By the way, he's got a new podcast with Harrison Sanford. It's called At Call to the Booth. Announced his retirement. Jared Goff interview in his first episode. So, okay, it's another season with the Dallas Cowboys, and everybody loves Dallas. And you just live right up the road from them. And I'm a Philadelphia guy. I always joke about the Cowboys. They're like a house with a plumbing issue, and they don't solve it. They just paint the house.
Right, yeah, so just patch it up.
Yeah, they needed a secondary, and they went and got C.D. Lamb. You know,
but they did get somebody in the secondary, Colin.
Who?
We can't sleep on Trayvon Diggs. We can't. He been in my gym, A plus D1 out here in Dallas, Carrollton. He been in the gym. He been in the lab with myself, and I really got a chance to see him, Colin. I really got a chance to break down his movement, and really, he's going to be a star in his league. Remember where you heard it, Colin. Trayvon Diggs is going to be a star in his league. He sent me some clips 2 nights ago. The guy had 5 interceptions in practice. So they had almost the best draft in the East, in my opinion, man. You get a guy like CeeDee Lamb, and then you get Trayvon Diggs in the second round. He's going to come in. He's going to start on the other side of Anthony Brown, and he's going to be an impact. I really believe he's going to be an impact because he's a wide-out playing DB, Colin.
All right, so you like the Cowboys.
I like the Cowboys, man. I always they always switch off who win. The Eagles won last year. I think the Cowboys will win this year. I think the offense speaks for itself, man. You add CeeDee Lamb to it, half the time that might take another safety out the box. It's going to help Zeke out. He's really going to be able to get that run game going. I think as long as you run it, I think they're going to run a lot of 11 personnel, kind of like Green Bay did, that Green Bay type style of offense. And I think Zeke could be great in it, man, because it's going to be hard to play single high with those 3 receivers. You can't say, I got 3 DBs who can match up with those 3 receivers. So you almost have to play coverage. You almost have to play too high coverage. Excuse me. You almost have to play too high coverage. So, man, I think it's going to help out the run game. I like the Cowboys' defense, man. That front 7 is crazy. And I think that one addition, Trayvon Diggs, man, he'll make enough plays in that secondary to make the Cowboys win some games on defense.
You know, I told Joy, when you first came on the show, I said, Aqib Talib's not going to like me. I'm a loudmouth. He's a tough guy. I'm not a tough. And yet, from the very first minute you have been on the show, I think you're one of my favorite guests. I thought you weren't going to like me because you were a tough guy.
Hey, you could hire me. I don't want to. I mean, it could be me, you, and Joy. You know what I'm saying? We could kick it. That's our camaraderie. I think we do great, Colin. I think we have an awesome show. Our rapport is outstanding. How you doing, Joy? I didn't even speak. I'm sorry, Joy. How you doing? I don't do that. I always speak.
Well, I like you because you are incredibly authentic and honest, and most guys aren't. They're protecting buddies and they're protecting stuff, and you don't do that. You're incredibly, as they say, real. And I just love it, and I love having you on, and I hope your podcast crushes. And come on regularly, and we love having you.
Hey, I appreciate it, Colin. It's good to see y'all.
Good to see you. Aqib Talib got a new podcast, retired at 34, 35 career picks. In fact, here's another one. He's got another stat here. In the history of the NFL, he's got 10 interceptions returned for touchdowns. Only 3 players in the league have ever done more than that. Now, think about how long the league is. The hell? That's right. That's good. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
I love Aqib Talib on the air.
He's great. I think my brother has, I think he still has the all-time fumble recoveries.
Your brother does?
Return for touchdowns.
I thought J.J. Watt must be real close.
I have to check.
Jason Taylor. J.J. Watt's got to be way up there.
Jason had it at one point. He's been out of the league for 6 years now, so
yeah.
Maybe in the past. But so the last 2 Super Bowls have been won by the team with the reigning league MVP, Tom Brady with the Patriots and Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. So Lamar Jackson is hoping to continue that tradition this season, and the Ravens have obviously a great chance to do it. You had them going undefeated, but you changed it. So 15-1 now.
But I still haven't won the Super Bowl.
I do too. According to Fox Bet, Baltimore has the second best odds to win the Super Bowl at plus 650. They're only behind the Chiefs, who are the favorites at plus 600, 49ers plus 900, Saints plus 1200, and the Buccaneers plus 1400.
These were my top five in my herd hierarchy. I feel like it's a cliche, and there's going to be some shocking team in there.
Yeah.
But you cannot look at the NFL right now. Those look like the five best teams with they all have good quarterbacks, they all have veterans, they all have coaches that have won. It is hard not to look at the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Saints, the Bucks, and the Niners. Tampa Bay, I do get a little pushback. I get a lot of this, Tom's old and it's a bunch of new pieces, but boy, it feels like the top of the league right now is a lot better than the middle of it. A lot better.
And I don't think it's, I mean, look, the odds are what they are, so obviously there's plenty of people who agree with you. I don't think it's crazy to feel good about the Bucks. Obviously, the questions about the Bucks are the same that we all have, which is what's it going to look like? And we'll find out. Like, we're going to see this Sunday against the Saints. Mark Ingram also said that Lamar is a million times ahead of where he was at this point last year. A million times. So the one thing I will say about, you know, this trend and the Ravens winning this year is that Lamar Jackson has shown that he is willing to put in the work in the offseason to improve. So he is not one of those players who's like, I've arrived and I'm going to do things my way.
Or denies that the
credit. That he has things to work on. Yeah,
when guys deny, I don't listen to the critics. Lamar's like, oh yeah, I heard him and it really ticked me off and I worked really hard at it. Like, which is an incredibly mature thing to say for a 23-year-old. Everybody else denies. I don't hear the critics. He admits he hears them. And then listens to them and works on what they say he's bad at, which is really rare.
It's rare, and it's actually a very good personality trait to have. Now, you shouldn't listen to everyone's opinion, right? Like, it's Twitter's gonna have their opinion, who cares? But if you are hearing these things from people that you respect, and then you apply it in any business, in any trade, that's a great quality to have, to listen to you know, criticisms and apply it. I think the Ravens are very interesting for that reason. Now, he does have some things to prove in the playoffs, which is why we should give Patrick Mahomes, because they're going to forever be tied together, right? Like, their careers are going to be constantly compared. You have to give Mahomes the nod. He is the MVP and Super Bowl MVP.
And he's beaten
him
a couple
winner.
Times. Yeah.
Right. So he does have things to prove in the playoffs, and I think that they will do that this year. So the Packers are coming off a 13-3 season that ended with a trip to the NFC Championship game, but Aaron Rodgers still thinks they're not getting their fair share of attention, and he's looking forward to showing the league what this team can do.
I think the beauty is that there's a lot of conversation about other teams, you know, whether it's, you know, Tom and Tampa, or the teams that were really solid last year with, you know, New Orleans and San Francisco, you know, and Seattle and Philadelphia and Dallas with Mike and what they've done to their roster. I like where we're at as far as kind of flying under the radar, even though we went 13-3 last year. So we got a chance to, you know, to prove what kind of team we are starting the season now on Sunday, and I look forward to the opportunity.
I'll tell you, they're going to be, if you watch their draft, they clearly drafted for one thing: get more physical. Three interior offensive linemen, a blocking tight end, and a physical back. So the one they may not be as – they'll be different than last year. They'll be a more – remember when we watched them last year? I think it was the Philadelphia game at Lambeau, and they got pushed all over the field.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, my God, they were just thrown around. And then San Francisco did it, and we were like – and then the Chargers did it to them. And you and I are sitting there going, okay, they're good, but they're not very physical at all. Now they went in the offseason. They just drafted physical dudes.
I was in on the Packers last year all the way.
Yeah.
And was right. They were in the NFC Championship game.
Right.
So because of that, I'm taking a big step back from the Packers this year.
Yeah.
I do think that Aaron Rodgers is going to – I mean, he's mad. Like, he's been disrespected by his own team in that sense. But I just don't know if they have that season that they had in them last year. Because last year, I do think that they were kind of under the radar. Like, they were – every single week, it was like, oh, the Packers aren't that good. Like, okay, they're in the NFC Championship game
But
now.
They were really – they were a finesse team.
They weren't physical. I'll give you that. But – does that going physical, does that make them better than the rest of the NFC teams?
We see they can win 13 being finesse. So my whole thing is with the Packers this year, I don't care about the record. Can they go toe-to-toe with Minnesota's front? And I don't feel like they're going to win by finesse. I like my boxers to have the knockout ability. Like, I've never liked a heavyweight title guy. That, like, Larry Holmes was a champ forever. He didn't knock guys out. He was a jab guy. I don't need you to be Tyson, but Muhammad Ali had power.
You have to have that, that punch in there.
You got to be able to be physical. Green Bay didn't have the ability to shift. Philly pushed him around. The Chargers pushed him around. And the Niners twice just threw him all over the field. Ragdolled him.
So Ben Roethlisberger will be making his first start since week two of the 2019 season on Monday. And even though he said his elbow feels great after recovering from surgery, he still has some nerves going into his first game back.
I'm sure it's only going to intensify as the week goes on. And then Monday night, I'm sure I'm going to be shaking like a leaf. There's going to be rust. There's no doubt about it. But hopefully we can get it knocked off sooner than later. But you know, I think that's what makes it fun. If I wasn't nervous and I didn't have that anxiousness, then I think that you shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, that's weird, but it's true. Yeah, right. Hadn't played football for a long time.
It doesn't feel like he should be nervous at this point in his career, but he's coming off of a big surgery, and yeah, it's been a while. And I also think that there is a significant amount of pressure on the Steelers this year.
Yes,
I have them as a wild card team, mostly because I feel like I have to, but. The Steelers are one of those teams where I'm like, I really don't know what to think about until I see what Ben looks like and what they do in the first couple games.
They have a good opener. Who's their opener? It's an interesting game. Is it? Who does Pittsburgh?
Giants.
Oh, no. They'll win that game. Yeah, they'll win that game. I don't worry about that one. All right. Is it Monday Night Football?
It's Monday night, yeah.
Okay. God, I cannot believe.
I know.
Thursdays and Mondays.
Tonight, just a few hours away.
So good. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
Buy, sell, or hold edition for the NFL, which starts tonight. That's in Best for Last, our buy, sell, or hold edition for the start of the NFL season.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
NFL season starts tonight. When it comes to reaching health goals, change your mind and your habits. Those two things are really valuable. It's about Noom, N-O-O-M. Go to Noom.com/herd. Start today with a free trial. Joy, here we go. Best for last. Buy, sell, or hold. NFL season starts tonight.
All right, Colin. Buy, sell, or hold.
All right.
Russell Wilson will get an MVP vote for the first time.
Buy. I think there's a guilt now among NFL writers. He is tied with Tom Brady for the most wins in his first NFL season. He's now second behind Aaron Rodgers in all-time passer rating. And I think it's now acknowledged that the offense he's in is outdated and the offensive line is well below average. So much of this league is about stories and so much about voting is narratives. I think there's an understanding in the league. The voters have sort of whiffed on this. He'll get votes.
Yeah, shame on you. Tampa Bay will have the number one ranked offense. Buy, sell, or hold?
Sell.
Sell, sell, sell.
Remember, first of all, you're throwing a bunch of stuff together in September. But they also face five of the top 10 scoring defenses from last year. Mm. So, now the good news is they won't face road crowds, but that doesn't affect Brady anywhere. But I think they're going to be a very good offense. But I think new pieces take a while with no preseason to meld. And they're facing some really good defensive teams like the Vikings and the Broncos and the Bears and the Packers.
2020 will be the final season for Drew Brees. Buy, sell, or hold.
Easy one. Buy.
Buy, buy, buy.
NBC has agreed to hire him when he retires. He's now 41 years old. He got injured last year. And I do think if you look at what they've done in terms of the salary cap, they're already spending next year's money. They're just going all in. They got a Super Bowl. They've been great. They've had disappointing losses. But I think the organization, Sean Payton saying this, I don't know how long I'm going to coach. This is wearing me out. Drew's like, I'm not sure how long I'm going to play. I got an NBC gig. This is it.
Kirk Cousins will win a primetime game.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
First of all, he's 7-15 in primetime. Now, he's terrible on Monday night. He's 0-9. He's dreadful on Monday night. But they do face the Bears in a primetime game. And he has won some primetime games. Beyond that, I like their front office. I like their roster. I like their coach. And Kirk Cousins, it should be noted, is a top 15 quarterback. He won a playoff game last year. He may be closer to 15 than one, but he won a playoff game last year.
Three rookie quarterbacks will start a game this season. Buy, sell, or hold.
This is interesting. This is really interesting. Buy.
Buy, buy, buy.
And hear me out. Listen to this. So we know Joe Burrow's going to play.
Right.
And we think Tua will play eventually. Jalen Hurts for the Eagles. Carson Wentz doesn't finish season. Listen to this. I didn't even know this. 9 rookie quarterbacks started at least a game last year. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that
wild?
It's wild. It's not Justin Herbert. It's not Jordan Love. Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia, to me, is the kid that will play. Carson Wentz, and I love Wentz, but he gets banged up. He runs around.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a little fragile. So I think, yeah, you'll see 3 guys start.
Cam Newton will be a Pro Bowl quarterback again. Buy, sell, or hold.
Sell.
Sell, sell, sell.
They don't have a deep threat. They don't have a tight end. Here's the other thing. The Patriots had a league-high 8 guys opt out. This is not a dynamic roster. Now, they can win games, and Cam can do well. But this is a team that needs to win games 2017. This is not Kansas City or Baltimore. This is not the Rams. If this team wins, Cam may have a splendid season. But to win an MVP, to get to that level, you got to throw for 5,000 yards. They've got no easy touchdowns. To win an MVP, you got to occasionally have a guy like Cheetah for Kansas City just run past everybody.
Yeah.
When Randy Moss is just running past everybody. Like, there's no cheap touchdowns on this roster. And so that means they may win more than I think, but they're not going to be dynamic.
All right, finally, the Browns will make the playoffs for the first time since 2002. I was in high school.
Hold,
please.
I have a make of the playoffs, but can I watch the first 2 weeks?
You may.
They have the fourth easiest schedule, and it's Noah's Ark, 2 of everything. But Case Keenum outplayed Baker Mayfield a couple of weeks ago at a scrimmage, and this is the fourth coach for Baker and the third head coach. I just got to let it bake for 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks on this thing, and we'll see. I think they're going to become a run-first, play-action-pass offense, which I think is exactly what Baker needs. If Baker's the driving force, this is not a great team. If Baker is a very good, consistent, complementary piece, like Kirk Cousins,
right,
you can get to the playoffs. But if Kirk Cousins has to throw 38 times, you're not getting anywhere. All right, good stuff. Greg Cosell, we had a great show today. Aqib Talib was money. Greg Cosell, Peter Schrager, our guests were all amazing. I don't even know who we're going to put on the podcast. May have to put 2 of them. They were so good. Joy Taylor and everybody. Oh, by the way, Jason Taylor does.
Yes.
Your brother is the all-time leader in fumbles for touchdowns.
Fumbles recovered for a touchdown, yes. He has 6, and the next highest is 3. So.
Wow. See you tomorrow, The Herd.